From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, President Bush tours the U.S.-Mexican border, where 6,000 National Guard troops are now assisting Border Patrol agents. We'll find out what they're doing just ahead.
First, though, Iraq is on the brink of civil war. That assessment today from top Pentagon officials testifying on Capitol Hill.
Here's a little of what General John Abizaid, the commander of U.S. Central Command, told the Senate Armed Services Committee.
I believe that the sectarian violence is probably as bad as I've seen it in Baghdad in particular, and that if not stopped, it is possible that Iraq could move towards civil war.
NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman is with us now. He was at that hearing today. And Tom, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld was there testifying. He was supposed to be the lead, the star witness, but it appears that he was upstaged by his generals today.
That's right. General Abizaid and General Pace, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, offered what I think was one of the more sober assessments of Iraq that we've heard in quite some time. And after the statement that you just played by Abizaid, General Pace was asked about the Abizaid statement. He told the panel, "We do have the possibility of this turning into a civil war."
And did they say that was a possibility, that it was inevitable?
Well, it was more a possibility, and there were two key problems here. First of all, there's the political reconciliation has to move forward between the Sunnis and the Shia. And also the key is improving security in Baghdad, particularly Abizaid pushed that point. He said if Baghdad isn't brought under control, then it could slip into civil war.
When the senators began their questioning today, one of the first was Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona. Let's listen to some of his exchange with Marine Corps General Peter Pace, again, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
General Pace, you said there's a possibility of the situation in Iraq evolving into civil war. Is that correct?
I did say that, yes, sir.
Did you anticipate this situation a year ago?
No, sir.
That is a pregnant pause, Tom. That was quite a dramatic moment at the hearing.
It absolutely was. And again, Baghdad, they say, is the key. There are at least 100 deaths per day now and in Iraq. And what they're doing now is moving more U.S. troops from the northern city of Mosul into Baghdad, about 3,500. And they're asking those troops to stay longer in Iraq, up to 4 months. They're just wrapping up their year-long deployment. Another 4,000 or so Iraqi troops will be heading into the city of Baghdad. And that's together, they'll almost double the number of U.S. and Iraqi troops in the city. And they're going to go after death squads, clearly. That's what Abizaid said today. And he also acknowledged that as a result of this, we'll see more U.S. casualties.
And did they say anything about troop pullout?
Well, they did not. And what they've said all along is that conditions on the ground will determine whether U.S. troops can be reduced. There were some stories leaked to the press over the past couple of months saying to expect one or two brigades to be reduced. Perhaps in August or September. A brigade is about 3,500 troops. And now it's going the other way. Again, a brigade is going to stay longer, and now there's no talk of reducing troops by the end of the year.
NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman, thank you.
Thank you.